How does love make you feel?
Love makes me hungry for candy, because I like candy, and I love candy.
Love makes me feel like life is worth living.
This feels kind of tickly.
Warm? Gentle? Oh, wonderful. top of the world. There's nothing really that can compare to it.
Well, it makes me happy and sad at the same time.
Like pooping.
Contented with my life.
It makes me mostly feel like people appreciate you and like you how you are.
You feel hot?
Good, kind of, and like deep in your stomach.
The museum.
The museum?
Yeah.
Happy.
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 Happy, happy. That's all I can say about that.
Attention, the material you're listening to is
radioactive.
This is Radioactive Youth Media's February podcast. I'm Anne Kane.
And I'm Sophie Ding. In honor of Valentine's Day, we put together a show about young love.
Enjoy!
The L Word by Madeline Eubank.
I love my soulmate. I love my best friend. I love my dog. I love cucumber sandwiches. We use one word, love, to describe all of these relationships. But the Greeks recognized that love was not one concept, but many. They had at least four words. First, there was Eros, the love we most strongly associate with Valentine's Day. It's a dangerous, fiery, irrational passion, the kind that made Romeo and Juliet immortal. Eros is the hormonal roller coaster that our culture craves. But the Greeks did not. They feared Eros and its lack of self-control. I love my soulmate. Instead of Eros, the Greeks prized philia, or brotherly love. This is the deep friendship that soldiers forged with one another, the phenomenon our culture occasionally refers to as a bromance. This is the love of camaraderie, companionship, and loyalty. But more importantly, it is the only love freely chosen. I love my best friend. Natural affection is storge. It is the love between a parent and child, between family. In later Greek texts, it was used to refer to rulers, pets, and, curiously, friends leaving the friend zone. I love my dog. The fourth is agape, or a love for everyone. It is a love you extend to all humanity. It is empathy. Ancient Greeks used it to describe general affection, from charity to a good meal. I love cucumber sandwiches. More terms for love, the merrier. Using only one word dilutes meaning, using many assigns specific value. We can differentiate between fried rice and our spouse. Between soulmates, best friends, dogs, and cucumber sandwiches.
What do I love? I love my family. And I love animals. And I love gardening.
I love the friends around me. And I love prime rib roast.
I play an accordion, and I think I love my music. And I play with other people sometimes. And I love the people that play it, and I love them when they play it.
My husband and my children.
Well, I like to love people. It gives me a good feeling.
There's a chocolate.
I love watching young people discover themselves, like high school people and beyond. And I love the innocence and the strength with which they face the future.
my table. Let's go.
We're in love.
This is the last love and the subject of this podcast, ludus. It is the Latin word for playful love. It referred to the affection between children or new lovers. It's the love that yields flirtation and teasing, the stuff that's rampant when dancing with strangers. Jane Austen's writing simply drips with it. With many words, we can classify and clarify our feelings, but we also create hierarchies in the love we give and receive. Psychologist John Lee characterized ludic lovers as more shallow and less emotionally invested in their partners. Ludus, in Latin, most directly translates to game. But in our culture, it best translates to young love. For Radioactive, this is Madeline Eubank.
When was the first time you loved?
Real love or puppy love?
No, seriously, I have to think.
Back when I was in high school.
Probably since I was as young as I remember, like loving my parents. So that's the first time I'd say.
If you are talking about immediate, very, very first, was that when I was in grade one. What that was little kid love. That was, you know, just the day.
I guess the first real time had to be freshman year. This is probably the first time I actually felt like I had a lot of feelings for a girl and I felt really serious about the relationship.
This guy, I'm not going to say his name, but we're not friends anymore and it ended very badly. But it was great for the time being.
I think probably junior high school, I fell in love with this girl and then she broke my heart.
How'd you do that?
She cheated on me.
I'd say it was probably about a year ago. It was my best friend, and we just realized we kind of really got along. We were really important for each other, and I guess we called it love. Not really a romantic thing, but more of a, like, you know, we were part of each other's lives.
A Love Song to the World by Kamina Shastri.
When I see those paths we have walked, footsteps fade away with time. But we were once there nevertheless, for a while parallel, for a while perpendicular. And sometime long before that, there were footsteps that vanished long before ours began. These footsteps on these paths are all twisting and turning on the same earth. So somehow we will always be tangled together. In all the cosmos, the earth is but one tiny speck. And for this little speck of my even tinier beating heart, this mountainous world, clothed in velvet blue waters and bejeweled with vanishing emerald, is my universe. At the end of the day, some wise woman told me, it is kindness spun from the heart that is the truth of humanity. So, this tiny beating heart became all the expanse of the universe. Who is to say what love is and what love isn't? Love is embedded in every particle, every atom, every microscopic molecule, every blinking star, every eroding rock, tinkling water drop, in every firing neuron. What if that scientist who created us all sent a message in the sky, written in wispy horsetail cloud lit by a summer sunset, telling the blinded minds of our souls that every minuscule drop of this cosmos, every neutron and proton, were all infused with the essence of true love's first kiss. How do I give my heart to you, and you, and you too? For I wish to give each one of you a little gleaming glass mirror, to scatter my mosaic across time and space so that I can become a part of yours, and you a part of mine. Yet some weariness comes, wanting to close my eyelids to the possibilities that may be. But then, the words you say pull me from those banal trances, reminding me of the reality that we all wish to see. You are my promise, and I will always, always be yours.
What is love?
Eating healthy food!
Oh, it's a sentiment. It's a feeling, a sentiment.
Like you like each other or something?
Well, my dad gives me love, and my mom gives me love, and my baby Neil's gives me love.
You can't get along without it.
What popped in my head was love is kindness.
Love is pink.
But love is...
Love is personal.
Weakness?
Joyous.
Strong?
Different than other things.
Beautiful.
Helping somebody whenever they need help.
Painful.
Warm.
And love is joy.
Breaking hearts. For someone you love. I love him. Yeah. Let's go.
We're in love.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
What is love? What is love?
I think love makes you be a fighter.
Oh, I never stopped to analyze that. I don't know.
Love is love. Love is love.
Well, love is love. You can't describe it. It's something that you think about. You would like it, and when it comes, you got it.
Love makes the world go round. And that's all I have.
We hope you loved our journey into young love.
The L Word was written by Madeline Ewing, and Kamina Shastri wrote A Love Song to the World.
Audio for When Was the First Time You Loved was collected by Max Hutton and Kendra Hanna.
And Isaac Noren produced the piece. Rachel Long collected audio for our other love questions. It featured voices from the Finney Ridge preschool class of Francie Ringgold, the fifth grade class of Susie Leaf at West Woodland Elementary, and voices from North Home Assisted Living.
Jenny Asarno and Lila Kataev are our editors. You can listen to more stories from our radioactive producers at kuow.org/radioactive.
Remember to like us on Facebook, Radioactive Youth Media.
Tune in next month for our March podcast, Two Truths and a Lie. Thanks for listening. I'm Sophie Ding.
And I'm Anne Kane.